Hey everybody, how you doing? It's Tara from Such Different Skies. Awesome to have you here again, and I'm really excited to make this video for you. Super stoked. Those of you that have joined my mailing list, I love you. You already know that, you don't need me to tell you. But you'll know that after you join, for 5 days, you receive a video in your inbox as part of my five-part video series called Live Large. And you'll also know that on day six, I reach out again and say, how's it going? What's going on in your life? How can I help you? Hit reply if you want to tell me what's going on. Maybe I can help you with a blog post, with a video. We'll see if we can sort you out. And today's video is a response to a lot of emails that have come back to me under the same topic. And that is, I'm 30 years old. My life doesn't look how I thought it would. I feel a lot of shame around this. I feel a lot of guilt. I feel a lot of disappointment. I don't feel as fulfilled as I want to feel. Why? Why haven't I been able to create this life that I want? And I think this is such a universal thing, and it's so common, and that's why I'm super stoked to jump in and give my two cents. Because I assume that there's a lot of people that need this message. So the first thing I want to say is, you know, like, you coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe, might have, but you didn't. You didn't, and you haven't, and here you are. Acceptance is so, so crucial and so healing, because whenever we're diverting and really detouring away from the energy of complete acceptance, we are experiencing resistance. And when we are resistant to the present moment, then we're resisting miracles and we're resisting flow and inspiration, and we're really resisting any opportunity that we might have to manifest what we want. So how do we get into that place of acceptance? You're probably thinking, yeah, that's well and good, but I'm just not happy. The first thing I think is really, I mean, you've got to understand that each of us as creative, energetic beings call into our life more of what we already are, not more of what we simply want. If you've read my about pages, you'll know that that understanding changed my life. I realized it wasn't enough for me to sit around and go, like, I want to have my own business. I want to help people. I want to go out on my own. I want to be healthy. I want to be with a man that loves me back. I can sit and wish till I'm blue in the face. That's not enough. We call into our life more of what we already are, more of what we're already vibrating at. Okay, so when you are in complete acceptance of where you are in your life, you are open to receiving more of what you're feeling on the inside, more joy, more love, more ease, more creativity and abundance and juice, all that good stuff. So that's the first really important reframe there. We don't want to focus on why haven't I got this, where's this, where's that, because the more that you place your attention there, the more amplified those feelings will be in your life. So we've got to shift our focus from what I don't have to what do I want? What's possible? That might be an even better reframe. What's possible for me? And then after you've identified what you want, maybe it's the man, maybe it's the child, maybe it's the friendship, maybe it's the job, whatever it is. Once you've identified what you want, you've really got to set up a consistent practice of cultivating what that already feels like. And the beautiful thing about this is you can be greedy, you can be indulgent, and you can really drift off into this fantasy land of cultivating right now within you the sensations of what it feels like to already have that. Your brain does not know the difference from if you're doing something in real life to if you're imagining it. So right now, you know what it's like to wake up, roll over, and look in the eyes of your soulmate, regardless of whether you're with him or her right now or not. You know that feeling. Oh, safety, love, unconditional love. There he is. There she is. Oh, fullness, wholeness. You know it. So we want to be touching in with that. Whenever you feel yourself go, oh, where's my stuff? What's going on here? It's not looking. You got to snap out of that, sister. And you got to reframe and go, no, there it is. I got it. It's in me. And when it's in me and I recognize that, I'm also recognizing how creative I am in acting as a magnet in this world. Okay, next thing is I just want you to identify, write this down. Why is my situation, why is my current situation perfect? So see what we're doing there? Rather than looking at where's my soulmate? Where's my purpose? I want to have babies. Like why? Instead, look at your present life. Why is it perfect? Not why is it good? Why is it perfect? For me, I have these moments every now and then. Glenn works away 2 months, 2 weeks of the month. And you know, when it gets to about 7-10 days of him being away, oh, I get a bit like, oh, this is a bit shitty. And then I think, why is this perfect? And I'm like, because I need this time to myself. I need this time for my practice. I'm still, as a 27-year-old young woman, I'm still getting to know who I am. And this time alone is crucial. And I need it. And thank you, universe, for designing my life this way. So why is it perfect? Following on from that, want what you have. Instead of wanting what you don't have, how can you find a way to want what you have? If you have a lot of time by yourself, instead of going, I'm lonely, how can you reframe that? This is beautiful. This is gorgeous time that I get to myself. Not many people get this time to discover who they really are. If you don't have children yet, how can you want that experience? How can you want not having children? How can you look at your current present experience and go, oh, this is cool. I can find a way to really enjoy this against another reframe, just getting out of the lack and into the abundant mindset of the soul. Okay, let's move on. What's stopping you from getting what you want? That's something for you to consider. What's stopping you? We all need to remember that life isn't something that just happens. It's not something that we have no control over. It is something that we are creating with every breath, thought, action, decision, daydream, meditation. It's something that we are a part of. And more than anything, this video serves as a reminder to you, do not take a back seat here. Don't think, oh, life hasn't delivered me what I wanted. No, why? What is stopping you from getting what you want? What's stopping you from meeting that man? What's stopping you from following your passion, from quitting that job, from finding your true soul sisters? What's stopping you? Let's move on again. What's stopping you that you can control? So there's a lot in life that we can't control. We can't control other people. We can't control how they think, how they treat us. But there is so much that we can take responsibility for. So what's stopping you that you can control? If you feel a little bit self-conscious when it comes to meeting a man, that's something that you can control. You can cultivate a self-love practice. You can decide to be gentle with yourself. You can decide to treat your body well with the right nutrition and the right movement, so you start to build up this inner confidence. Do you know what I'm saying? Why hasn't it happened in the realm of what you can control? And then it's a matter of going, okay, this is my list. What small thing can I do today? Because damn it, that's right, I'm a creative being. You are energy. You are no different than me in that way. I'm no different to you. We really got to remember sometimes how potent we are, and that every thought we choose to think and that every direction we choose to focus our energy is creating something. Use this video to remember that life is not punishing you, that you can continue to make a choice, that every choice and every decision that you make paired with action, because it's not enough to make a decision. You have to move, girl. This is how you create a life you love. By getting off the friggin' fence, stop waiting for shit to happen, strap on your spandex, as it says in my about page, and get ready to fly. Let's friggin' go now. All right, let's quit it with the time game. The ego is the part of you that is completely addicted to time, clock time. I should have done that by then. Why hasn't this happened to them? Oh, it's going to take me so long to do this. Forget about time. 30 means nothing. 27 means nothing. Every single conditioned behavior that you've ever heard throughout your life on what by what age you should be married, successful, retired, burn it. Burn it. It doesn't matter what has happened before you. This is your one wild, precious life. You get to decide how it happens. So please, my beautiful friends, no more expectations, only choices and action. Because that's where we feel pain, when we create a box and we say, this is what my box should look like. Why doesn't it look like this? That's resistance, that's pain, that's suffering. So instead we go, maybe my life could look like that. That's kind of possible. I'm choosing to believe in that. And today and tomorrow and the next day, I'm going to take one little action at a time, with the occasional big action, because decisions require risks. I'm going to leave you there. I'm going to get off my soapbox. And I really hope this has inspired you to just feel that energy within you and to feel that confidence rise up. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. I love you very much. Never forget how powerful you are. Bloody hell. And I know how powerful you are. See you guys. Subscribe to my newsletter so you can get my Live Large series and hit me back and reply. Tell me what you want me to write about. Bye-bye now.